Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Lili Nishmasi Mimiros Ruzos Mordechai. Welcome all the guests. What's your name? Remind me.
Yeshua Feldman.
Yeshua Feldman. Shalom from Baltimore. That's where. Oh, maybe you're the guy. Here, hold on. I'm getting there. Better late than never. A phrase that works to motivate myself to finally stick with the daf on a daily basis. Thanks for bringing the daf alive and keeping it interesting. Donate $1,000. Better late than ever. The campaign is still going on. It probably go on for a while, but the official raffle date is this coming Sunday. Any donation, 100 and above, enters the raffle. Not that many people, believe it or not. I don't know what the number is, but how many could it be already? How many people donated? 100 and above.
$100, meaning someone gave $1,000.
I don't know. That you have to ask Yossi. No, because if a guy donated $1,000, that's 10 entries maybe. My boy said, this is from Baltimore. You hear this? This is from Baltimore. Is this you? This came in yesterday. $10,000? Wow. Very, very nice. Reuben Klein, I don't know that he's the... Maybe he's the person. I have no idea. Bamas. Could be it's him. Tonight at a wedding at Shaare Tzion. Best regards, Perry. So this brought back memories. I used to be a caterer. And I remember, like it was yesterday, there was a person made a wedding during the Super Bowl. And the whole back of the chuppah, they're all watching it on their phones. So something like this. I probably won't read this whole thing, but I have a lot of kavod and hakar satayv to Akiva Eliyahu Boaz. He called hundreds of people for the campaign. One individual brought in crazy money and crazy amount of people. Bekitzer, he's saying that he's listening to the shin, he's cringing because I was fanemphering, he says. Why does the Rebbe have to fanemphor promoting fanemphor? Yeah, no, he wrote it wrong. Fanemphor. Promoting Achdus, which was loud and clear. Somebody else, Rebbe Yamin Rosenberg from Tzfat, also said the exact same thing with a voice note that it was clear that trying to promote Achdus, the opposite. Maybe I shouldn't have said Rav Shach's name like that. Okay, Bekitzer, it's bringing Mashiach. Thank you for all you're doing, Mazel, an amazing accomplishment and campaign. True and real organization has changed the lives of many. And bringing Klal Yisrael closer to the Geula, sincerely, Talmid Akiva Eliyahu Boaz, with tremendous hakaras hatayv for me and all the other people here at MDY. Dear Rebbe Eli Shlita, after the campaign, I decided to do as you wished for, to bring together the MDY family, finally opened, listen to this, Rebbe Yisrael, I finally opened an MDY Belgium WhatsApp group. I hope that anyone from Antwerp who also follows MDY and not yet on the group, they should contact me on +324830731 to add them to the group. Bemis, if you're in Belgium, that's what we want to do this year. We want to strengthen these groups one at a time. Belgium, if you live in Belgium or in Europe somewhere, be part of this group.
Why not watch your program?
We are planning, they are watching this program. There's a way to watch this program through the WhatsApp group, but a great question. We are planning, Mr. Shem, to make the first MDY Siyum in Antwerp on Bob Metzia. MDY, you heard? MDY Siyum, it's MDY, it's just a local group. Like everybody has local groups. We would love it if the next time you go to Manchester and London, you make a stop to visit us here. Much appreciation for all you do. Yitzi Eisenthal. I think there was a chasana of Kalman of the Five Towns. Guess which one is Kalman of the Five Towns? A boy said he graduated. That's why you don't see him that often here. This is Kalman from the Five Towns. The guy with the black hat. I know. Black hat, long beard. Uncle Phil is in the center. Dr. Down Kaufman. Glenn Ackerman is all the way on the right. I don't see Ben Schwartz here. He's not in the picture. And Yisrael Shalitsky is the second to the right. And Dr. Down Kaufman all the way on the left. Oh, Ellie Lefkowitz from Flatbush. I just donated to the campaign and felt it an opportune time to send an email to say thanks. I've been struggling since January 2020 when I took upon myself to do the daf from the beginning of the cycle. Over the years, it became a burden and ended up being something I did on 2-speed with a different daf app just to get through it. Sometimes even doing 3 or 4 daf on Saturday night just to catch up. Eventually, I kept on skipping sefers, rejoining at the next, hoping for a different result. You hear what Eli Lefkowitz says? Nachman?
Yes.
What is he saying? So at a loss, but still wanted to do the daf. I intended on finding the good daf here in Brooklyn that would fit my schedule. I couldn't find anything.
Hold on. I
want to make sure that I'm not skipping any words. You have to tell me if I'm skipping words or not. So I figured I would try your share in the interim. Since then, I've been back doing it daily and actually enjoying it again. I look forward to logging into the MDY YouTube channel every day to do the daf. You certainly have a talent in making it seem all the participants are in the room and doing the daf together. Can't wait to see how the shiur will continue to grow and your plans for the future. Big plans, Rabbi said. I suppose this is a long email, but I just wanted to express my hakaras hatov. Thanks. I look forward to finishing shots with the shiur. Eli Lefkowitz, Flatbush, New York. This person, I don't know why, he didn't want me to like read it or even say his name, but too bad. Anyway, I wanted to send you a few weeks. Please, no need to share. I'm sending it to you to give you chizik and nachas so you see the fruits of your hard work and endless dedication. My son Ari, who's now 10 years old, it always gives me nachas when young children finish mesachtes. Sees me learning the daf with you every day. So he became curious and decided that he wanted to finish mesachtes Megillah for Purim. He did it all by himself, sitting every night and learning you, with you, video attached. He became so hooked that now he wants to finish one fair of Pesach. So I don't need to fast for his older brother. Picture attached of him learning mesachtes shkalim with you. So just to say a big thank you and keep up the amazing work, all the best, and admire from London, Daniel S. Rabbi Isai, the Messiah sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Parnasa Chodesh, Rufu Shleim, Eli Melech Ben Tzi, Poiro. Parnasa Chodesh, what's going on here? Big stuff going on. Oh, whew. Lili Shmaz Chayim Ben Moshe, Lili Shmaz Chayim Bas Yosef, Parnasa Chodesh, Aaron Freeman. It should be a Zechuz to rebellion for continuity at the Shmaya teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. Lilishma Zechariah ben Moshe. What did I say? Okay, Zechariah ben Moshe, Lilishma Zechariah ben Yosef. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef ben Chayah, sorry for all the chusim that come from supporting Limud HaTorah. Paras HaChodesh, Miyam ben Rosenfeld, for atzloch in business and all my endeavors. Rabbi Isai, the entire MDY, wants to welcome Noam Figs back to the Beis Medrash.
Yeah, just in time for your leaving.
That's right. Paras HaShavua, Lerfuah Shlema, Mordechai Ben Esther. I just had a little back and forth with him on WhatsApp. Very, very big part of MDY. Bezer Shem, he'll have a refuah shleima b'koroiv. In the art of the month, anonymous to the schus for an easy childbirth, his daughter and a healthy baby. Rabbi Isai, we're just where we want to be, at the beginning of a Mishnah, top of an Omer, Daf Mem Gimel, Omer Aleph, in HaMafkid. Guess what? We're starting a new parak tomorrow.
Just the time
you're leaving. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. The Mishnah is sponsored by Shlomo Elazar and his friend, who has some funny words at the end of his sponsorship, and we can't even say them. Hamafkid Mois Eitzel Shulchani. If somebody gives money over to a money changer. Now, if you live in Bet Shemesh, you're probably familiar. There's a money changer who took a lot of people's money and went away. Remember, like 10 years ago? Huh? In case you put money there and you don't know that he took your money, you just found out what his name is. Shkoya. So anyway, one of the Koyel guys here, his parents were making aliyah. They went, Shver came to buy an apartment here in Bet Shemesh, and he had all his cash and he's online to give this money to the change guy. The problem was there's a very long line and he's getting a little antsy. So he said, okay, he'll come back the next day. From the time that he left till the time he came back, the whole story broke and he saved hundreds of thousands of dollars that he was going to give this guy. Anyway, we go weiter. You give your money over to the bank. The Shulchani is like the bank in those days. So here's the question. Think about it today. If, let me ask you, you're all going to get this wrong. Because no matter what you say, you're going to say machloikis, you can try anything you want to say. If I give you $10,000 to watch, I'm going now to, it happens, you know, like a lot of times when we go to Chutz La'aretz, like we plan on doing on Sunday, I give jewelry and certain stuff that I have to one of my friends as a safe, you know, I don't want to leave it in my house. I can't say online right now, I'll tell you later. So, if I give him $10,000 in cash, can he use it or not? What do you say? Halacha l'maisa today. I give him $10,000 cash. I'm coming back in a month. I don't say a word. Use it, not use it. Could he use the money? What do you say? No, Rabbi Isai.
Yes.
Yes? Who said yes? Why? Well, and a watch not? Money, yes. You're saying yes. Okay. What? Anybody else agree with Doron Kornblu? Nobody agrees with you, Tzadik. You're on your own. What? You agree? That means you've done it before. No. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah. Then tell me, we're going to finish the Mishnah, then you'll tell me. Hamafkin Moitzes Shulchani, Im Tzrurin, I give it to a professional money guy. Im Tzrurin, if they are in a bundle as such, they're in a bag, they're like tied up, maybe similar to what we have, you know, the band around, I don't know, maybe a little bit more. Lo yishtavish bem, the money changer is not permitted to use the money. Leficha, because he can't use it, Im Avdu, if it was lost. He's not responsible. Mutarin, but if it was an open bag like this, or the money just loose change, then yishtamishbem, then you're permitted to use it. That's if you're a shulchani. Lefichach im avdu, because you could use it. Therefore, if it was lost, chayev b'achrayuson, you're chayev b'achrayus. So let me ask everybody a question here. When you give your money to the money changer, are you paying the money changer to watch your money? No. So what is the money changer? When the money changer is watching your money, what does he become? He becomes a shomer sachar, he's a shomer chinam. We just said that everybody just said he's not getting paid.
He gets paid because every time he changes the money, he gets money.
Huh?
Every time you do a deal with him, he gets money from it. So therefore, he's getting paid lamaisa every time you do money with him.
But you didn't give him any money. You gave him $10,000 to watch. You gave him money?
You're going
to
take the money back, right?
Yeah.
You're going to change the money, right?
He's going to take
money.
He takes the whole... He's not changing. He took your pile, gave it right back. I like what he said better. Ask him what he just said. Ask him what he said. What did you say? Since he could use it. He could use it, he says.
Is this money changing? Why did he not show it?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Im avdu chayev b'achrayusam. Yes, something similar to the bank. But in a bank, it doesn't matter how you give it. You can give it in a closed box. They're still allowed to use it. Now, says the Mishnah, Eitzel Balabais, if you give this to a regular person, you give it to the wrong Kornbluth, or to Rav Kaladi, Eitzel Balabais, Bein Tzrurim, Ubein Mutarim, whether they are... In a bundle or they're open, loy yishtamish bahem. You cannot use it. Lefichach im avdu. Therefore, if it was lost, you're not responsible for the money. Chenveni, what about a store owner? Like a makolot? Kabbalah bayis, one mandorma says, Divir Meir, he's like a regular individual. He's not a professional money changer. A store is like a bank. He could use it. Today, the Sma says that we have a halacha like the wrong Kornbluth said. I don't know why he said it. He said that everybody's like a shulchani today. It's when you give money to somebody else, it's on the condition, with the understanding that he's going to use the physical money. He's just going to make sure that when you come back, he'll return different money. There's a story with the Panovich Rav in Europe. He went to purchase land for a yeshiva, maybe the original Panovich. And he made a deal with the priest. So he put down a down payment, let's say 10%. They said, okay, I'll come up with the money in 30 days. 30 days came and went, and he didn't have the money. So he's about to lose his 10% deposit. Suddenly, two people knock on the door, two wealthy guys from the community. They said, look, we just made the shidduch, mazal tov, and we want to deposit the nadin. We made a deal with each other that we're going to give this to the young couple, and we want the rav, the Panovich rav, to hold on to the money. So he said, great. On condition that I can use it for like 3 months until the chasana. When's the chasana? 3 months. Okay, I'll return by the chasana. Mask him. So Panovich Rav went with this money and he bought the property. The next day, knock on the door. Sorry, bad news. The shidduch broke up. So he said, I'm sorry. I used the money and I'll give it back in 3 months. That's the story. Mishum ditzrurim lo yishtamish b'hem, asked the Gemara, so what? You give money to the bank. You put it in a nice pile. It's tied up. The bank can't use it. You gave it to the money changer. Why can't he use it? Omer Ravasi Omer Rav Yehuda b'tzrurim b'chasumim shanu. So it goes like this. This is tzrurim. This is a typical bag of money. But if it looks something like this, there's a shtempel, there's a seal. So now he's saying, do not open it. I don't want you to open it. Rav Mari Omar, it doesn't have to be so extreme that there's a seal. Bekesher Mishuna, something like this, some strange knot. Igda Amri, so boy Rav Mori, Keshem Mishuna Mai. I understand that if there's a seal, then you shouldn't be using it. But what about a weird, different kind of knot? A very unique knot. Teiku. So according to the second Pshat of the Gemara, we don't know about a knot. We do know about a seal. So Nachamal, if you give a regular bag, tsururim, like the middle case, then the Shulchani could use it. But if it's a special seal, you see from the seal that he doesn't want you to use it, then don't use it. It says in the Mishnah, Mutar Mishtamish Bem, if it's loose cash, you can use it and it becomes your responsibility. Omer Avuna. Va'afilu Nentsu. So let's go to this beautiful chart. Now we have a new type of chart for all the Shomrim. If you take on the top, it says Pshia, Gneva Aveda. Who's Chayv in Gneva Aveda? Just the Shomer Sachar and a Shoyal. You see a Shomer Chinev is not Chayv in Gneva Aveda. So, who's Chayv in a Oynas? Who is Chayv if there's a mistake? A Shoyal. A Shoyal is Chayv for mistakes. Omer Avuna, I'm going to read this. You tell me what it says here. Omer Avuna, Va'afilu Nentsu. If there was a mistake, the money got lost by accident. Not a mistake, accident. That's a better word. He's chayiv. The money changer is chayiv. What did Rav Huna just make this money changer? He made him into a shayil. Cause, if he would be a shayil masachar, let's look what it says right above the shayil where it says chayiv, under oynas, shayil masachar. Oynas is potter. So from the fact that Rav Huna says that oynas chayiv, he's saying that he's a shayil. Ask the Gemara Bam question, Va'avdukatani, why doesn't it say the word Nentsu in the Mishnah? It says it was lost. Lost is something that a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv. Let's go to Gneva Aved on the chart. Shomer Sachar, two in, two down, Chayiv. Shomer Sachar is Chayiv for Gneva Aveda. It says in the Mishnah that it was lost. Meaning the Mishnah calls him a Shomer Sachar. He's a Shomer that gets paid, not a Shoyal, not extreme Shoyal. Like you were saying, that he's a loiva, shayal, okay. Says the Gemara Kedirabba. Let's explain the word avdu. Avdu is not like you think that there's a big accident. Avdu Kedirabba Domer Rabba Nignavu Belistim Mizuyon. Avdu Shetava Sfinasa Bayam. We're not talking about avdu, accident. We're talking about literally zero. So we're talking about in terms of a Shomer Sachar. That what? He's a Shomer. He's... Here's a picture. No way out of this. I'm going to say a joke. Oh, good. The new way of saying jokes. A woman was held up. A woman was held up by a... Oh, let me show what I didn't say. Here. Listen, Mizuyan. Instead of this man, there was a woman. A woman held up at gunpoint, and the robber said, "Give me your money or your life." So she said, "I'm very sorry. I'm married. I don't have either." Now, if I would have said it with a man, I would have got three emails. Now, no, the women are happy. Good. Givaldic. Says Gemara. Rav Nachman Omar. Rav Nachman says, no, he's in fact a Shomer Sachar. Let's go back. He's a Shomer Sachar. Therefore, if he's a Shomer Sachar, he nentsuloi. He doesn't pay for an oynes. From the fact that you say that an oynes not, that means that you're telling me that he's not a shoyal. Right? Oynes no. So what is he? He's a shomer sachar. If he's not a shoyal, why should he be a shomer sachar? He can't use it. If he can't use it, then where's... Or he could... How is he getting paid, the Gemara asks. If he's not a shoyal, then he's not a shomer sachar. Yishoyal le'avi shomer sachar na'am le'avi. Omele, b'homik din alach, let me admit that he is a shomer sachar. Why? The hoyal v'nehena mehana. The shomer sachar, this guy, this money changer, he has ana. So because he has ana, he gives back to the owner. What does that mean? And he becomes a shomer sachar. Bahu ana. With this ana, di misram li zvina. If something comes up, this be'ravcha, that he could do some profit. Zovim Bahu, he could use this money. Have Elayu Shomer Sachar. He could use this money. It's there, it's available for him. Now, you're right, he never used it. It's still in the same bag that he got it. But the fact that in the back of his mind, he knows that if he wants, he could do business with it. That itself gives him a certain hana. That hana turns him in to a shayla. He got paid in a way. He got paid that hana. Famous story. There was a guy that did business and it went south. He lost all his money. He goes to the park and he's sitting on a bench and he's crying. Suddenly, this older fellow comes, sits down next to him, says, "What's the matter?" He tells him the whole story. He says, "Ah, just money. What are you so worried about?" He says, "Look, I have a little money. Nah, it's not bad. I'll give you a check. You can do business, whatever you want. If you ever need to use my money, use it. Try not to use it." So he gives him this check. It says $5 million. Warren Buffett. It happens to be, I'm thinking now, a guy gave us $5,000 and it said Warren, Moshe Feintoch, he collected $20,000. One of his donors was Warren Buffett. I'm assuming it's not Warren Buffett. It said on the check, Warren Buffett. Fine. Same story. So he says, the guy went, now he had confidence, boost of confidence, he started doing business back and forth. At the end of the year, he did pretty well. And he says, Warren Buffett doesn't know about this. It's $5 million. It's like two pennies for me. You think he's going to remember the story? So he goes to the bank and he cashes in the check. The bank teller says, "Listen, this is not the first time people came in here with Warren Buffett's check. The guy's not Warren Buffett. His name is Joe Schmo. He doesn't have a penny to his name. He goes around being mechazik people, gives them fake checks, tells people, do business on my name." And people, the self-confidence that they gain from it, that there's nothing here. Don't worry. So what's the idea? The idea is that it's a difference of self-confidence or not. I'll say this barabim, be mivayish myself. One of the reason why I have a wealthy shver. He's a good guy. He's unbelievable. He helped me a lot in life. But when it came to real estate, I always knew I could do crazy stuff. I'll go. I'll buy. What's the worst that could happen? I'm gonna lose everything. So I'll go knocking my shver's door. Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to. But that confidence, that idea that you could fall back on something. So then now looking back 30 years, so then if I didn't have to knock on his door, so anybody could have, you could also knock on my shver's door. I'm giving you my shver now, go do business. Just all you need is that little confidence, that boost of confidence. Easy to say, but the guy had a fake check. He went with all this guy right over here, he has a fake check, he has a bag. Okay, he could use it, luckily he could, he doesn't have to use it. But that gives confidence, that gives you backing. I'm giving it out to all those who donated nicely to the pages and just come to me after this year. Zok to Gemara.
You didn't say your father. You had a father to fall back on.
In Torah.
That you didn't say. The Shver with the father.
I'm talking Gashmias here. Gashmias. Yeah. Zok to Gemara.
It's a real Ano.
It really is. And no, it builds people, Be'emes. It builds people. I always told my friends, people always made fun of me when I was, so I said, "Listen, if I ever won the lottery, people will come over to me and say, your shver gave you that dollar. It's not even you." That's how people are. But okay, fine. So the Gemara. Oh. Says the Gemara. We said this already. Yes. Eisvei Rav Nachman l'Ravuna. Rav Nachman as Ravuna. This is a story of a guy in charge of the Beis HaMikdash. He's in charge. So let's go through this for a second. This is mamash, a good chazar, a good halacha that the Olam needs to know. And certain people are not allowed to answer from this side. Certain people are not allowed to answer. Okay. You for sure not. You were here yesterday. People from this side also. A guy from the Beis HaMikdash, the guy in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, he takes money and he gives it to somebody else and he tells that somebody else, go use it. That's called Mi'ila. What does the guy using the money have to pay? He has to pay Asham, he has to pay the whole money plus a Chaymesh. Obviously, everybody already knows what's a fifth. 20% in Gemara language means if I give you if he uses $100, he has to return to the Beis HaMikdash how much? 125, not 120, because it's Labar and Gav. Okay, Gemara language. It's 25%. Gemara calls it 20%. Here's the question: why should he pay at all? Ain Shliach LeDvar Avera, the guy in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, he fooled him. He gave him the money. Why should he pay? What's the answer? Oh. So here's Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But what? What did you say? Beis HaMikdash, who said?
The Hebrew Shir guys.
Oh, why again? Shalom Aleichem. Okay. Shkoya for ruining it. Why are we going to kick you out of here? Can't control himself. Yeah. In Mi'ilo, the Shlichos L'Dvar Aveira. There is Shlichos L'Dvar Aveira. So if the Gizbar fools somebody, he is the I'm sorry. Yeah, Shlichos L'Dvar Aveira, you'd be chai. Says the Gemara. Let's see inside. I'm afkid boy, says the Shulchani. If the Gizbar gives money to a changer, im tzrurim lo yishtamish b'hem, if it's tied up, he should not use it. He doesn't have permission to use it. Lefichach im hoitzi lo yimahal gizbar. If the changer used it, the gizbar is not responsible. Vimutarim yishtamish b'hem, and if they are open, the money changer could use it. Lefichach im hoitzi mahal gizbar. Who's chayev over here? The gizbar, because yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. You can't say, oh, you shouldn't have used the money. No, the gizbar told him to use it, so the gizbar is chayev. Unlike if I tell somebody to kill someone, the killer is chayev, not the one that sent him. Over here, the one that sent him is chayev, the gizbar is chayev. But if you're telling me that if there's open money, the changer is responsible even for an accident, my ear, yehoitzi, afilu lehoitzi nami. Think about it. From the fact that the Gizbar took the money out of the Beis HaMikdash and placed it on the money changer's table, that itself is Mi'ila. That's moving it from one place to another. We said you don't have to use it. Even without using it, it becomes the Shulchanis. The Shulchanis can do whatever he wants to do without using it. Why? Because he has that Hana, whatever it is. So for me, moving it from A to B, from Beis HaMikdash to B, that's the Mi'ila. Omer Lei, Hu Adin, he says you're 100% right. He says the classic answer, that because the Mishnah over there, it's a Mishnah, and you try to remember a Mishnah, so the words just have to rhyme and fit together. So in Hanami, we use the word we shouldn't have used, but it fits with the ratio. Hu Adin, he doesn't have to use it. That the actual fact that he moved it from the Beis HaMikdash out of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Mi'ila. By the Tana Reisha, Haitzi over there, by the Gizbar and the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Reisha, Haitzi, Tana Seven Ami Haitzi. Rabbi says, Zok the Heiligi Mishnah. Hashileach, what? What? It is an action. No, it's an action. He moved it out of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the action. No, Yishtich the Dvar Aveira. He sent him, so he's the guy that's chayiv, and the action is taking it out of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the action. Says the sponsor of the Mishnah, sponsored by Shlomo Lazarian. Hashrileach yad bepikodin. Check this out, Raboisai, Yishborchu sent this beautiful idea to we're taking this video that I already showed you. But upping it a level, I think the Olam is going to have a lot of hana. Here we go. This is the beginning. You're familiar. We step it out. Step it up. Here we go. The Mishnah says, if you give someone something to watch for you, and he uses it, at what point is he chayev? At the point that he took it? At the point that he used it? At the point that you sue him in Beis Din? Three-way machloikis. Here's the case, Rabbi Isai. Enjoy. No volume today. All right. Sometimes Hashem sends me these weird thoughts. Ashrilech, no, I have a curse of type. Like I was thinking to myself, what the guy, the middle of the day, when are we going to send him? I said, make gefilte fish. He did it well. This is also from a guy who doesn't know what gefilte fish is. All off pictures that Yoshi sent him and stuff.
Whenever in the video there's a picture of Rebellion in the background,
it
means he gave the idea to
the video. Oh. Oh, nice. So if so, we're going to have a cash on you in a minute. Hold on a sec. B'shamay oimrim, ashadayach yabbi b'kodin. You eat the gefilte fish, you make gefilte fish out of the fish. B'shamay oimrim, yilke b'chosr b'yosr. Whatever is the if it goes down in value, if it goes up in value, you have to pay. B'sil oimrim, k'shasa yitzah. The Gemara is going to explain, from the moment that you took it out of the possession of the one that was stolen from, that's what you pay, whatever it was at that time. If it went up in price, that's your gain. Went down in price, it's your loss. It goes at the moment of the gneva. Rabbi Akiva Omer kishas hatviya. When you go to Bezdin and Bezdin says this is what you have to pay, that's what you do. Omer Rabbi Haiman de gozel chaviso de chamre mechavrei. Oh, we got a picture here. Why not? A guy that steals a barrel of wine from his friend. It went up, it quadrupled in value. It went up from 1 to 4. Tavro ishasya, if he drank from it or broke it, mishal, or broke it and then he drank it, mishalim arba. He stole it, it was worth 1. A month later, it's worth 4. Why? Because it's wine. Rabbi Yom Finkel in the mirror used to say, maybe he still says it, it sounds like, you know, a shtickle tire from a mishgiach that has no musing in wine. But there's a good point there. He says, why is it wine? You have big mevinim. The guys that go like this, and they swirl in the mouth, they spit it out, the whole. And sometimes a bottle's worth 1,000 shekels, and it's worth 22 shekel, and kedem this, and matuk, I don't know what. There's a lot of, when it comes to bread, all breads are, there's no maven in bread. So this bread, look. No, only in wines. He says because wine, you put a lot of effort into it. It takes a long time. Sometimes you have to wait a year, 2 years, 5 years. Same thing, you put a lot of effort into it. Any learning Torah, you put a lot of effort. There's a lot of tzitzos and there's a lot of mevinim, of course. Everybody says, oh, you're a lamdin, you're not a lamdin. Bread takes 2 hours to make and shalom Yisrael. This wine goes up in value. After a while, it goes up in value. How much do you have to pay? When you stole, it's only a dollar. Now it's worth 4. Now what? You have to pay 4. My time,
sourdough is like one.
What?
Sourdough is like one.
Not at the gach. Okay, so. Yeah. Okay, because it takes a long time. Exactly. There's a lot of effort.
What's wrong with you here?
You have to hold it and round. What do you do after Pesach? And, you know, there's a whole, it's a whole. You have to buy special knives to make special designs. I hear. It's, yeah. Says the Gemara. My time, this is Rabbah. Rabbah's saying, this halacha, remember, Rabbah says that you pay the higher price later on, which is a big chiddush. I don't think anybody would think that. I stole something today. A week from now, it's worth more. I have to pay the higher price. It bar memela, but if it was broken by itself, mishalom zuzah, then you pay the lower price. My time, akim the isa the hodjul amarabena, because now a month later, after you stole it, you have the barrel. The guy asks. Now, I forgot to say this in the Mishnah. It's very obvious. In the Mishnah, if I steal something, I steal a bike, I just give back the bike. Whatever I steal a barrel of wine, I give back the barrel of wine. Hareish shalchalafanecha. The whole Mishnah is talking about that it was used. That something happened to it. Now what do I pay? Do I pay the price of the gneva or the price of today? If I have the item, Rashi says straight out, you just give it back. Okay. But right now I have this barrel of wine. And if the guy says, hey, I caught you, give me back my barrel of wine. And then you drink it at that moment, ahishata the koshasi lo, or the kotover lo, you broke it or you drank it. You drank it or you broke it. Kogaza mine, he stole from him. At that moment, because he could have returned it then as is. Usnan, and we learn. So the Gemara is saying an interesting thing here. Like, there's another gzela happening. Yes, he stole it on Sunday. But today is Thursday. You could have returned it today. Here, the whole thing. So you drank it today. Now you became a ganav. Not on Sunday. So pay me today's price, which is 4. However, it's bar memela, but if it broke by itself, you only have to pay the original price when you stole it. My time, why? You didn't do anything. Why should he pay more? I shot at the Gaza from the time that he stole it, that point that he stole it. I shot the Zuzu with the Shavi. It was only worth 1 zuz. You pay 1 zuz. Says the Gemara. Let's understand all the shittas in the Mishnah. Again, a person stole something, a person was watching something for his friend and he used it. It's gone. At what point does he have to pay? At the point that he used it, at the point that he took it, the point he was sued in Bezdin. From the time that he took it out. So this is typical of the Gemara to show how do we arrive at this conclusion at the right conclusion. We're going to go through one step to see maybe it's something else. No. Maybe it means when he took it out of the world, when he drank it. That can't make any sense. What's the case? Let's say today went down from 4. You stole a barrel of wine is worth 4. Later on, like these giant Magnum Castells. I told you guys, I bought this bottle of Castell, giant, 2,000 shekel from a restaurant. He said, listen, if it's not good, you give it back to me. I opened it up. That Shabbos was spoiled. It was too old. At a certain point, like 2,000, once it gets, you know, older than 10 years or so, it starts going bad, in my experience. So I went back to him. I said, okay, you said it. He said, oh, I'll give you food here in the restaurant. So it took us about a year. My wife actually just went to that restaurant last night, but he already paid us back. He did pay. These bottles of wine, I had a few of them. I got some nice presents, nice magnums. 2006, no good. So I stole it. It was worth a lot of money. I held on to it for a little bit too long. Now it's worth much less. That can't be that I paid the lesser amount. I stole a beautiful Magnum Castell. It's worth 2,000 shekel or more. I got a good deal, 2,000. Is there anybody in there? Is there any sheet in the world that I pay today's price? No. Of course I have to pay the expense. But now I call it Sham Kshasek Zelo. Was then. B.B. Yasser, and if it went up in price, and B'Sham I hold, and B'Sil hold. They have to pay the 4, not the 1. You stole it at 1, now it's worth 4, so you have to pay. Hainu B'Sham, it's exactly identical to B'Sham Yishita, so there's no machlech between B'Sham Yisil. Mem Gilom and B'Sil. Elab Shita, K'shasi, Tzom, and B'Sil, obviously means that you have to pay at the moment of the Gneva. And what do B'Sham hold? No, at the moment that you use it, that's the machlechus. The big problem is, Lema Rabba. Rabba says that if it goes up in value, you have to pay. If you stole it, I wanted, went to 4, you have to pay the 4. Lema Rabba, Domek Bishamai, that's a problem in all Shas. Nobody wants to associate themselves with the non-Halacha. The Halacha always between Bishamai and Bisil is Bisil. Why would Rabba pick Bishamai? Big problem. And therefore, sponsored by Kinnovations in honor of my uncle, Rabbi Chana Pressman, and as a schuss for Akiva Simcha Ben Feiga, by official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lehmans for sponsoring Sfarim for the daily Ner Talmud learning, and by the Gorsman brothers for the Yorzev, our grandfathers, Achover Moshe Ben Yerachmiel Aval Shalom, and Rav Eliezer Moshe Ben Reb Shema Zatzal. Says the Gemara, Omelach Rabba, B'Yeser, Kule Amaloi Pligi. When it goes up in value, nobody argues that you have to give the higher amount. Keep Pligi B'Chaser. When it goes down in value, B'Sham Yisar V'Shlichus Yad, Inetz Rich Chasara. So Rabboisai, I want to remind Oilam, this is a beautiful Chazara for us. We had three ideas, three concepts. Kedai to do Chazara. Shlichus Yad means, if you're the Shomer, you're watching something with someone and you use that thing, do you need a make it worth less? Do you need a drink from the wine? Or let's say if you just use it as a ladder, as a step stool, the barrel, you're also over on Shlichus Yad. We had a machloikis. That might be the machloikis between Bisham and Basilim. Or perhaps we had another shiloh. I give you a barrel of wine to use and you borrow it without permission. Are you considered a gazlin or you're a shiloh machloikis? Maybe that's the machloikis between Bisham and Basilim. Or a third thing that we didn't really learn about is what if I stole a young animal and that animal grew to be a mother and had babies, had wool? Who owns the babies? Who gets the wool? I could say that, listen, once I stole it, it became mine. I just have to pay a small animal. Or no, it continues to be the owners and you have to pay the wool and the baby. These are three ways to understand the machlokes of Bisham Yisil until the middle of the summit. Let's see inside.
Is this the same as the cucumbers, the exchange of the cucumbers, the case for the half case?
You just try to trip me up with memorization stuff. I told you, I don't remember yesterday's daf. I just do today's daf. I'm sorry, I can't help you out with something. Memory, you talked to the guy behind you, he left, Levi Freeman or David Steinhardt. These guys are Kepila Duchazar. I don't. I just do today's daf. V'chichosar. Sorry. Keep ligi b'chaser. When it goes down in value. B'sham yisar v'shlichus yad in its richa chisaren. B'sham I say, when it comes to shlichus yad, I don't need it to go down in value. B'sham yisar v'shlichus yad zir chisaren. I need to take away. I need to remove something from it. And when I took off, it was still, because unless I take off of it, it's still the owner's. So there's a barrel of wine in my house. I didn't take away from it. The moment I take from it, when, by the way, the price already went up four times. The moment I take from it, that's when I was over on Shlichus Yad. But that's the point that it was the owner's. So I should pay him the full price, the four, not the one. That's the machloikis. The problem is the same problem we had before. El Hodom or Rava Shlichus Yad in Shlichus Chasar. We all remember Rava is the one that said that when it comes to Shlichus Yad, a Shomer stealing, you don't need to drink from the wine. You just have to move the barrel. Lema Rava, Adama ke Bishamay. Now he's associated himself with Bishamay, and that's no good. El Hodom my skin on another. Let's do another try. Hacha Shetilta Lavi Alei Gazalais. Our boy said we have a brand new picture. Beautiful, beautiful. Pay attention to what's going on in this picture. This is a guy that took a barrel and he is using it for removing the pigeons in his dining room. Raboisai, enjoy. I'm no longer a gadol. The guy switched me out. So that's the Shaila. He didn't use, look, he's using the barrel just to. It's Mamish, but cover the picture. You look like a president of the United States. Reb Nachman for president. You want real change? Whether or not moving something without permission, you are a Goslin. When it goes down in value, it goes down in the Gazlan's Rishos. When it goes down in value, you're only borrowing it. So when it went down in value, it went down in the owner's possession. Once again, same question. Rava says that Rabbanon are the ones that say that a shoyel shalom das. When you borrow something without permission, you're considered a thief. What? Rav is going to associate himself with the Bishamay and Abisilal. Another machloikis. Bishamay Savri Shevach Zelo, the Nigzal Havi. When the animal that you stole produces something new, it's owned by the original owner. Obisil Savri Shevach Zelo, the Gazlan Havi. It's owned by the thief. And that's the machlokes between Bishamay and Bisil. The Sanya goes to the Sarachel, somebody stole a sheep. Gizaza v'yalda, here it is. Here's Gizaza, he stole a sheep and he sheared the wool. Or, oh, this is Givaldik, Raboisai. Or let's say he stole a cow, v'yalda, and it had a baby. He has to pay. Everything, just the sheep, just the cow, not the babies, not the wool. So that's the machlokes between Bisham and Bisil. Dakanami, Diktani, and this is great. This fits right in. Diktani, Bisham and Yoimrim, Yilke b'chatsu v'yaser. You have to pay for more, for less. It doesn't say anything about an increase and a decrease. Zoil, Yoiker, says Rashi. That it went up in value, down in value. That doesn't say, chatsu v'yaser. What's chatsu v'yaser? Yasser means that you have the animal and it became more. It multiplied. So it seems like we're talking about gizois and vladois rather than an increase or decrease in price. So obviously we're talking about a machloikis of shvach. So once again, we have three machloikis in shvach, zeila, not shlichus yad, not shel shel mimdas, rather machloikis in shvach, zeila or not. Rebbe Akiva says that you have to pay like the time that you went to court. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Aloch Yer Rekiva, says Shmuel, the Aloch is like Yer Rekiva. Umoy de Rebekiva, b'mokim shiyashedim. Beautiful. That if, let's say the guy stole this object in January, and in March, he caught the ganav, took him to court, sued him. Rebekiva says he has to pay like March. The price went up, you pay more. Rav Akiva says, but if there's witnesses that said, we saw him stealing in January, we saw it, so then you pay like the price in January. My time, or why? Pasuk. The day he's guilty. if there's witnesses that testify that he stole it in January, what is he guilty? He's guilty in January. What are you going to ask? No, he's only guilty when the Bezin says he's guilty. Oh, that's the next mandomer. They are the ones testifying that it happened all the way back in January, so pay the price of January. You actually agreed to this. Rabbi Yochanan said, even if it's Zaydim, you don't go all the way back to January, you go by today, March, when you took him to Bez in my time. Same pasuk. It's Bezdin who makes you guilty, not the Eidim. Reb Zeir tells Reb Abba, the son of Papa, he has this lesson. I know you're taking this big journey, this big hike, all the way from Iraq, Iran, all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Akif Asuma de Tzur, you should make a detour. Make sure you bump into Tzuma de Tzur, this place called Tzuma de Tzur. What is that in Hebrew? This place right over here. Anybody recognize this? Rosh HaNikra. Oh, it's not on the screen. Rosh HaNikra. Tzuma de Tzur. Large stone formations. So you go there to Rosh HaNikra. I know it's a little bit out of the way. Make a little bit of a detour. I needed to ask this question. Did you ever hear straight out of Rabbi Yochanan's mouth, halach Rabbi Kiva, in halach Rabbi Kiva? Do you agree that the halach is like Rabbi Kiva? Yes, I went there. I took the detour. Comes back. Halacha Rabbi Kiva la'olam. The halacha is like Rabbi Kiva forever. What does that mean forever? It doesn't mean in every single halacha and shas. It means in our Gemara. It's like him forever. So what could it mean? Rabbi Kiva said one halacha. That what? We go by the time of the tefiah, when you sue him in court. Omer Ravashi, what is it? My loy, what does it mean? Omer Ravashi, shaloi, toy mahani mili heich de leke edim, av leich de ike edim loy. Don't say that there's two pshatim in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said court, but also you go by the edim. No, you should know you never go by the edim. It's always by the court. That's what it means, loy lom. Vinami, or another pshat, the hadra leduchta vitabra, the person who took the... He shouldn't have used the barrel. He took it and put it right back where it belongs. He's still chayev. Lapukim the Rabbi Shmuel da'amar lebin in das bailam. Rabbi Shmuel argues with the Rabbi Kiva in das bailam that you don't have to notify, you don't have to call the guy up. Kamash v'lon debin in das bailam, you must notify him. V'rava amar halacha ke beis hillel. And Rava says the halacha is like beis hillel. That what? That we go by the time that you took it out of the nigzal's house, the moment that he stole it. Says Rashi. V'rova Omar halach yibesil kishasak zeila v'anan kirova avdino. We should pass like Rova. Why? Davalei basra. He's the most the last amayra that spoke about this. So therefore we go by that. Should we do this mishnah or wait? Yeah, do it for tomorrow.
Why not? Do the mishnah.
It's only 8:03. We got 2 minutes. We'll save a little time. Tomorrow is kind of long. Hachoyshev l'shloach yabe b'kodem. A person thinks to do. Shlichos Yad says Rashi that what he said in front of Edom. Choshev means he said it in front of Edom. You have to do a physical thing. Says the Bach over here on top. He brings Rashi. He says Rashi in Kiddushin says the Labdavko Omar. You don't have to say. You only have to think. So the Achrayim say it's not a stira because over here we just want to know what he's thinking. We don't have a good way to know what he thought. So therefore, he has to say it. There's a beautiful Rebbe Kiva Eger that has to do with us, Yonah de Yoima by Chometz. Why, if it's enough to think in your head that this Chometz is not mine, I'm after this Chometz, so why do you have to burn it? So, because the Gemara says, Shema Yimtza Gluskana, maybe you'll find a nice donut, and you'll eat it. So burn it. So the question is, Dvarim Shebelev, Enim Dvarim, at the end of the day, why are they asking? He did. Let's go to the Teretz. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that when it comes to Chometz, it's not enough that he says Dvarim Shebelev. In other words, he's showing when his actions are showing. When it comes to Chometz, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you have to prove. You have to show through biur what you wanted. And a machshava is not enough. Because if at the end of the day, So it goes like this. Dvarim Shebalayim, if you have two people fighting against each other, I said X, Y, Z, I said something, so it doesn't matter what I thought in my mind, because it's between a Bein Adam and Chaveray. So just because I thought, it doesn't undo what I said. When it comes to Chametz, then it has everything to do with your mind, what you thought in your mind, because you're not dealing with another person, you deal with yourself. And if you don't have the right machshava, you don't have the right intent to be mevatel your chametz, that's not a bittul. That's what he says, b'negiah to chametz. Let's just finish the Mishnah. Because it says mefurish, shlichus yad in the Torah, that you moved it, not thought about it, you touched it. He does chametz, v'not on the men of revius. If you moved a barrel, you didn't move, you just tipped it over to take a little wine, so that you didn't do hagbah, you didn't lift it. Vinishbara and it broke, and Mishalim Revius, you only have to pay the minimum amount of Revius. Higbia. But if you lifted it up, another amount of Revius, that we said a big nafkamino. When it comes to Gneva, if you lift up a barrel and you steal one Revius, how much are you chai for? Just one Revius, not the entire barrel. When it comes to Shlichus Yad, if you lift up the entire barrel, even though you only want to take one cup out of the barrel, you chayv on the entire barrel. Higbi of another man revias vinishbro. Mishan dmei kulo raboisai. Have a wonderful day.